CFD Performance Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Sullivan. This is the show where we break down popular science into easily digestible and actionable information to give you the blueprint to be a high performer in your life. Today, I'm joined by TFD dietitian Ryan Hassel, and we are discussing making weight for BJJ. More specifically, we are talking about same day and multiple day weigh-in formats. We're going to discuss the key principles and concepts you need to understand if you want to make the most out of your next competition. We cover the importance of managing your weight so that it is close to your competition weight, why using low-risk weight-cutting strategies are important, why you shouldn't cut carbs, and we talk about the common mistakes we see athletes make and how to fix them. Let's get to it. Oh, we are live for another episode of the TFD Performance Podcast. I'm not going to say too much because Dojo has to introduce this episode. So Dojo, welcome back on.
Hey, thanks, Shorty. So on today's episode, we're going to be chatting about something that's kind of relevant given the big sporting competition that's just gone on over the weekend. So unless you've been living under a rock, you probably would have seen that we've just had the ADCC World Championships over in Vegas, which is cool because we've had some athletes competing there. And we saw some big names like Jordan Ryan holding on to his spot on the top as world champ and Craig Jones hanging on to that silver medal, which was good to see. But yeah, given that space and like jiu-jitsu and everything that goes on there, I think it'd be cool to kind of go over something from a nutrition perspective that's really relevant to jiu-jitsu, and that's making weight for BJJ tournaments where you've got these different weigh-in rules around like same day and multi-day weigh-ins. So if you're happy, Jordy, let's cover some of those topics.
Yeah, really, really important topic to go over. ADCC is a bit weird with their weigh-in formats. They're a bit different from traditional IBJJF, and like grappling industries or whatever. Like ADCC, you weigh in on the Friday and then you get an allowance and then you weigh in again on the Saturday, but you don't get an allowance and all this funny stuff. So what we'll talk about today is just what 95% of what you guys listening will probably have to go through. And that's a traditional IBJJF or grappling industries or similar to that, where you either got same day weigh-ins where you rock up, you weigh in, you start competing, or you might weigh in and then you've got a couple of hours. Like grappling industries, usually you can rock up anytime from 7 or 8 and then weigh yourself. And then your bracket might not start until 11 or 12 or a bit later in the day. So we'll discuss what you need to think about for all of those common weigh-in formats that most of you guys will find yourself facing.
But before we dive into that and the specifics of same-day, multi-day, it's probably just a good idea to cover some of the basics of weight cutting. Like obviously, if you've been following us for a while, you would have heard us talk about all these concepts before. But essentially, like weight cutting in a nutshell is the process of cutting weight rapidly by depleting certain systems within the body, whether that's nutrients like carbohydrates or sodium, or removing things like fiber from the gut. All of these little adjustments that we can make during fight week will help to bring the weight down pretty quickly to help to hit your weight target without affecting performance and stuff too much. But that has like a bit of a caveat where some of these are a lot easier on the body, and then some of them can take a longer time for the body to adjust to, because they can be like more important systems that we're depleting that can take sometimes a couple of hours, even a couple of days for something like dehydration, for example. So it's really important to kind of keep in mind what systems we're playing with here, how it's going to be affected, the time that's going to be involved in recovering these systems when we're considering how we're going to use them to make weight for a same day weigh-in, or making weight multiple times over multiple days for different tournament style events. So I think that's good to just like keep in mind when we're talking about some of these things. Now, I think you kind of touched on it there, Jordy, like for some of these competitions, one of the biggest things to keep in mind here is that window of time that you've got between making weight and then actually having to compete. So jiu-jitsu is probably the prime example for this. With the IBJJF sort of competitions where, you know, you can be going in and weighing in on the day, and like as soon as you jump off the scale, you're being called up to jump onto the mat. So you don't even have time to like take a sip of water or like have a bite to eat or anything. What you weigh in at is like what you're competing at. So there really is like no window in that scenario for basically putting anything back in. So any sort of depletion that you use going up until that point, you're still going to be depleted in those systems going into the fight. when you've got a couple of hours to play with, sometimes there's a little bit of room there. But then if we look at like the multi-day weigh-ins, where oftentimes these are the tournaments where you do have a couple of hours. So say like the international MMA world championships and stuff like that, the IMAF events, they'll have same day weigh-ins over multiple days. They'll give the competitors a couple of hours between weighing in and actually competing, but they have to still make that same weight the next day when they come back to compete. So they don't have the kind of the luxury that some of the pros might have, where they weigh in and then they have like, you know, 24 hours, they blow up 5 or 10 kilos back to where they were at the start of the week. And then they fight. Like, these guys have to weigh in, compete, and then like weigh in again the next day. So they can't blow up to these really high weights and put all of this stuff back in, because they're going to have to cut it all off the next day in order to make weight. So these are some of the things that we kind of have to keep in mind for these different weight cutting scenarios. So I think a good place to kind of go from here would be talking about some of the mistakes that we see people make when it comes to these considerations. So what are some common things that you see people run into with these sort of competitions, Jordy?
I mean, I've seen heaps and I've done heaps of them myself, right? Like, I remember at the gym when I started jiu-jitsu, like years and years and years and years ago, before I got into all the TFD, was, I guess, the grassroots of the TFD stuff, is, man, we used to do terrible things. Like, we would just cut carbohydrates for weeks. Like, I think the biggest mistake that I found that we all used to make in the gym was we thought that all the principles that applied to the MMA guys that are doing these 24, 36 hour weigh-ins like the UFC had, we'd see how those guys or other MMA pros at the gym would cut weight. And then we would just do that for our jiu-jitsu tournaments. And like Dojo said, it's like horrendous when you've actually cut weight and you've jumped in a bathtub or you've sweat out and you've cut carbs, and then you go to the bullpen, like you weigh in and then you walk in and then you hear your name being called. I remember I did a ruthless weight cut years ago, and it just so happened that my weight division and the open weight division just happened to be running at the same time. So I did this horrendous weight cut, and then I had to be competing on two different matches, and the officials were like, "Are you all good with this? Can we go?" And it's like, okay, fine. Like, let's do it. So I'd literally, and I ended up winning like the first few matches. So running off pure fumes, and I just got lucky quick submissions, thankfully, because I had nothing in the tank, and you're just running between and you don't even have time to rehydrate. And that's one of the biggest mistakes, is guys think that they can cut all this weight and then they'll just rock up there, and it's like they forget that they have to compete. It's like, yeah, I'll make the weight and that's all good, but it's like, yeah, cool, bro, but like, all this training is for you to compete and do well. If you just want to make weight, then don't bother competing. That's probably the biggest mistake I myself and a lot of my teammates used to make.
Yeah. And that's like, that's so right. Like, the weigh-in is literally just the buy-in, right? Like, that's not even the fight yet. So like, putting so much emphasis on the weigh-in and like making weight, I feel like is a huge mistake that people run into. And like you said, like it's kind of one of those things that can be sort of negatively reinforced. Like, people can see or like hear stories of their friends, you know, cutting all this weight and making weight, and then they get a couple of quick sub wins, and maybe it's like a small comp, like they've got three fights, and just technique wise they're able to kind of like overcome it. But as soon as you get matched up with someone who is like on a similar level to you, and they haven't cut like 10% of their body weight in the sauna and you have, and you're trying to like go a full, like, you know, like however long the round is, like 4 minutes, 6 minute round with someone on the mat, and like, it's your gas tank versus their gas tank that wins the fight, the person obviously that is less depleted is going to be able to just over like steamroll the other person over time. Like, and that sort of stuff, I mean, we see even at the top level in MMA, like with guys, and that's even with the 24 hour window to weigh back in, to like refuel and stuff. Like, you can only imagine that difference without the opportunity to even refuel. I know, this comes back to just like bad weight cutting strategies. But back when I used to compete heaps in judo, like, I would see people and judo is like same day, but it's like it's one of the ones where you get a couple of hours between weighing in and competing. And like, there would be coaches saying like, all right, we need to start dehydrating from like the Monday, and we would be training in the gym, but like all the windows shut, like no fans or nothing, like just in order to like get that sweat on, like in the middle of summer, trying to deplete from literally like a week out for these like same day weigh-ins. It was like, and at the time you don't think it's that crazy because you don't know any better, right? But like looking back, it's just like there's some insane stuff that goes on. But yeah, so I would say that's probably the biggest thing that people run into, is like underestimating the effect of doing a bad weight cut and then going in and competing, and sort of underestimating that time it would take to actually be able to drink fluids and get them back into the places they need to be. I'd say like another thing that probably isn't considered enough is like when you have these short periods of time to refuel, if you're doing things during the week leading up in order to cut down, so other things that we would normally use with the MMA guys or pro fighters where they've got that bigger window of things like depleting carbohydrates maybe or something like reducing sodium in the diet, these things to help like take little bits of weight off, but that will also take a long time to put like certain nutrients back in. So this is not just like water, but certain like foods and stuff as well. They can have a big impact in like other areas as well, right? Like if you go into one of these competitions and you're like your sodium levels are low, like that's going to probably lead to getting like a cramp or something. And in jiu-jitsu, that's probably like one of the worst things that can happen, is you get into like you're about to sub someone and then all of a sudden like your muscle cramps up and you lose the position, right? Like it's these things can make big differences for these fights. So I guess now that we've kind of talked about mistakes that people make with kind of like taking it too far or cutting too much off, what would you say some practical solutions or like what would you recommend for people who want to make weight for these competitions but don't want to deplete themselves too much? Like what is the best way to kind of go about same day multi-day weigh-ins?
Yeah, I think first and foremost is having a good plan, right? And we'll go through each of the mistakes and then kind of talk about how to counter them. First and foremost is having a good plan and understanding that for the same day multiple weigh-ins, cutting weight is probably not that favorable. Like unless you get to the very, very top level where skill level is so close that maybe having that little bit of size advantage may, and I'll emphasize, may be advantageous, but even there, I don't think it's that much. And I think ADCC this weekend just proved that, where you just saw the most dominant guys be more dominant because they're just so technical. I think being at a weight that is close to your competition weight, so not only do you have to not cut weight during the week, you don't have to diet that hard to get down there. You only have to lose a couple kilos. I think 1 to 2 kilos off your competition weight is very good. 3 kilos max. Sitting, I tell my guys 5% of your body weight, absolute max. If you're going to be a frequent competitor, I think you need to be very aware of how much time you have after you weigh in. If you're weighing in, then walking out, you can't be doing things like cutting carbohydrates, cutting sodium, because those nutrients are performance nutrients. They're going to affect what your performance is. So if you have cut carbs and then you go out there and you start doing carbohydrate fueled activity, your body's going to be looking for a fuel source it just doesn't have. So the only way that you can get around that is set up your weight descent or manage your weight in a way that you don't have to cut carbs to make that weight and you don't have to reduce sodium. I think another one is, you know, obviously like the low fiber, we see this a lot. That's a super, super effective strategy. And I think if you have a good diet, you have a really, really good habitual diet where you have 30, 40 plus grams of fiber every single day in your diet, you can get 2 up to 3% of your body weight loss by removing that in just 3-4 days before you go to your weigh-ins. And that's just swapping, you know, high fiber foods or your brown rice, wholemeal options to your white, you know, white rice, white bread, white pasta. So you can still get good amounts of carbohydrate, but you're just removing the fiber and you can get a lot of weight there. Another big one is obviously people dehydrate and sweat beforehand. I've been guilty of this, but I remember going to a competition and just, you know, being on the warm-up mat with like 5 guys and we're just all wearing hoodies under our gis and just like sweating out. But like we don't have enough time to put that in. And we know for a fact that dehydration will hinder your performance. If you're anything more, we say 2%, but some guys it might be 1%, some guys it might be 3-4%. But the thing is if you're competing, it's very likely that you're not putting in fluid or replacing that fluid in between matches. So you're just progressively going to get more dehydrated. So even if you are winning matches and you're getting closer to the final, you're kind of stacking the chips against you. You're like depleting like any glycogen that you have, you know, you're ripping out fluid. So you're getting more dehydrated. You're sweating out sodium. So knowing that all of those things are going to happen naturally when you're competing, you have to set it up. Okay, let's make sure we do everything we can so I'm topped up with those things when I start. And then we can even talk about, okay, well, it's probably a good idea to have strategies when you're in there. And if you're going to have 3-4 matches, what do you do in between those matches to make sure that, you know, come that finals and I'm 4, 5, 6 matches deep or whatever, my body isn't completely cooked and I can actually have a good crack at that.
Yeah, I think that's a really important thing that people probably don't think of is like the importance of fight day nutrition, which I think is a pretty cool topic, probably something that we'll talk about in the coming days or weeks. But I think that's a pretty good summary of I guess like the process of how to actually make weight effectively. So just to kind of like go back over some of the main things we touched on here. So like obviously weight cutting in like any form, the idea of it is to deplete the body in some way. So you really have to keep in mind like what is being depleted when I'm using these strategies in order to make weight, and how effectively am I going to be able to replete or like put stuff back in whatever I'm taking out before I'm being able to compete. Or as you just said there, like if I'm competing back to back to back over the same day, like how am I going to be able to keep these stores topped up if they're already going to be depleted coming into the fight? So just some really important things to keep in mind for same day and multi-day weigh-ins. So obviously the number one thing here to kind of take away from it is make sure you're planning ahead. Like you've got your weight descent planned out from weeks in advance. Jiu-jitsu tournaments and stuff are easy to do this for, right? Like everything is kind of like scheduled. You know when the next comp is going to be. You should be planning these things out in advance. If you've got someone to help you, that's going to make it even easier. Just to make sure you're hitting numbers and you're coming into fight week where you should be, not coming in and being like, oh shit, I need to lose 4 kilos before my comp this weekend. Planning is key. If there is a little bit extra that has to come off during fight week, and if you've planned and allowed for that, make sure you're sticking to these lower risk strategies, things like reducing fiber, in order to make sure you're not depleting yourself too much going in. And also make sure that you're able to fuel yourself properly with carbohydrates, sodium, fluid, all of these things sort of like over that week as well. And as you said, on the day of, it is super important. Is there anything else you wanted to kind of touch on for same-day, multi-day weigh-ins, Jordy?
I think just for the multi-day weigh-ins, if guys are listening, if you do have to back up and do it again, I think it's important that people understand that you will deplete your body throughout those days, and you need to have a plan to make sure you're putting in those nutrients back in. And we always recommend our guys don't cut a lot for them, and you walk pretty close to that competition weight. So after each competition day, you make weight in the morning, you compete. Let's say you go through the next day, that afternoon, that evening, you can top up your glycogen stores by having a good carbohydrate meal. You can rehydrate without worrying about getting too heavy. That's a big thing that people need to do on these multi-day weigh-ins. They need to put the fluid back in that they lost. So get in the habit of weighing yourself. Obviously, you'll weigh in, but then after you finish competing for the day, go check your weight, see where you're at. Re-put that fluid back in, use an oral rehydration solution so that fluid actually gets back where it needs to be, but keep that fiber quite low. Still follow the same plan that you've been using for the days leading up to it. The worst thing you can do is like put in all these high fiber foods after it, because it'll cause a lot of gastric upset and you'll probably crap yourself. And I've seen that happen with athletes before. I've been at competitions where guys have run into toilets because of that. And I think that's really important. So if you're doing multiple day weigh-ins, it's really important that you are fueling. You're not just going low carb all that weekend. You need to do high carb, low fiber, and make sure you are replacing the fluid that you're losing. You don't have to go too overboard with the fluid, but making sure that you're starting that competition day in a state of hydration is really, really important.
Yeah.
All right, let's cut that one there, Dojo. I think in a coming episode, what we'll talk about are what are the best options when you're eating on actual competition day across a multiple day weigh-in or even just the same day weigh-in. But let's just leave that one there. I think that's a really good episode.
Easy. All right, thanks, Shorty.
And there it is, another episode of the TFD Performance Podcast. If you like this episode and you enjoy our content, then you'll absolutely love our new TFD Performance Hub. This is an educational platform where ourselves and other top-level coaches will be teaching courses about our specialties at an absolute fraction of the price that it would cost you to hire us. If you are interested, then head to performancehub.thefightdietitian/sign-up and drop in your details. This podcast will be available through the podcast app, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, and follow along our socials at @the_fightdietitian and see all of the best bits from our podcast episodes. Thanks for listening in, and I'll see you guys for the next episode of the TFD Performance Podcast.